All parties, that the call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Go ahead.
We have on the call Mason Cole, Chris Chapler, Steve Halston, and for staff we have Julie Headland, Scott Benson, Ken Bauer, and Glenda Saint-Cherie. And may I remind you that when you speak, please say your names because it is much better for the transcription. Otherwise, we get rather garbled conscription. Transcription is just man, woman, man, woman.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Glenn. All right. Mason speaking here. Are there any updates or edits to Julie's notes from the last meeting in terms of the recording of the meeting or the action items?
No.
All right. If not, those will be considered approved as written. I was hoping Zbynek or Helen would be on the call because I know we need an update from them on task two, but perhaps we can just run through our task list quickly. I'm sorry, task three, but perhaps we can just run through our task list quickly and see where things are. And then I'd like to talk about what form we should take in terms of putting the recommendation document together. So Ken and Steve, any further update to tasks one and two since we met last?
Oh, this is Ken. I think Scott does have some.
Oh, right. Scott, you had, you did a, you opened up your survey, right?
Yes, that's correct. We have sent invitations out. I have four of the interviews scheduled. They will begin Friday and go on into the next following 2 weeks. And I actually expect more participants as we go along over the next 2 weeks. To remind the listeners, this is interviews of people who we perceive as heavy users of the GNSO website so that they can weigh in on what they wish were done differently or better so that when we reorganize the site, it will be effective.
Okay,
I can also speak to the back-end migration, if that's of interest.
Yeah, please.
As I hope you'll recall, we're trying to move the content from its current static version into a database so that content can be displayed in all kinds of different ways as needed. And ICANN's web dev team has made some terrific headway on that. They basically took a copy of the GNSO website and have practiced migrating it in seamless fashion and found where there are problems and then fixed them and then basically iterated, and they are just about ready to go on it. They are doing some final quality assurance to make sure that when the switch happens that the email lists continue posting seamlessly. So long story short, they are now targeting Friday, August 14th as the date they will actually tell IT to change the DNS so that the test website becomes the live website. And, of course, our goal is for that to seem seamless and totally transparent to the end users. But it's worth noting that August 14th is the date for the switchover. They're doing it on a Friday so that there's usually a natural rest in how many emails and postings are coming on the weekend. So in case there's any difficulties, they have a chance to do further quality assurance and just keep an eye on the site over the weekend when traffic is typically lower. And it's our full expectation that on Monday morning when people come back to work, they can just pick up right where they left off as if nothing happened. So we're in great shape on the back end.
All right, Mason here. That sounds pretty good, Scott. Back to your, I had a question on your survey. So you've got interviews scheduled for the next couple of weeks. How fast do you expect to have your results, you know, tabulated or synthesized or whatever you're going to do, and have that available to maybe for use on for task one?
Great question. I will be tabulating notes from each interview as they go along. And that means that when we consider them done. I'm trying to get a dozen interviews. And at the point when we consider them done, it would only take a day or two to concatenate all the different findings and put a little analysis on it. So I don't have a calendar in front of me, but I'm expecting it to happen in August. The only possible delay is I am encountering many of the people we would like to reach are on vacation because it's August. So some of the people who want to participate may not be able to do so until the last week of the month.
And then, Ken and Steve, I assume this is of interest to you, the results of all this. I mean, do you anticipate wanting to work Scott's findings into your into any additional recommendations you would want to make in terms of business requirements or anything else?
That's an interesting question. I guess we should hold open the possibility that, A, we will get some additional constructive feedback from council members, constituency leaders, or people who just, right, because Chuck sent that out, the requirements document.
Right.
We have gotten some emails that have come back to me, and I'm kind of collecting all that, but there hasn't been anything really substantive. Some plaudits and recognitions of good work and that sort of thing. A couple of minor things here and there, but on the basis of Scott's work, that could be the second place where we might want to add some substance or change some things in the requirements. What do you think, Scott? Steve?
Well, I would think the requirements are, again, just requirements. The interview that the interviews that Scott's going to do, I think, are more on the implementation of those requirements. So I agree with you, Ken. Let's leave open the possibility that we will amend the requirements, but I think it can simply be building upon the requirements rather than changing them.
This is Scott. I agree with what Steve said. I mean, if we genuinely find something that redirects us, of course we'll pursue it. But my expectation is that because the requirements are fairly high level, these interviews will provide additional detail that will address the how of implementing the requirements as opposed to creating new requirements.
Okay, well, that's good. Then we're not reinventing the wheel.
Hope not.
Yeah. Okay, that's very helpful, Scott. Anything else from you on that issue, Scott?
Oh, I think that's the gist of it.
Okay.
Chris here, can I just ask a question that
sure.
just occurred? First of all, well, obviously, Scott, I think it's a great job doing this survey because so often we make conclusions about our users and we don't really survey them properly because it is actually jumping in with so much work. So just to underline that. I was just wondering about the other group of user. The surveys for power users, has there been any thought to do something, maybe even something lighter with the non-power users, with the sort of half-interested, curious users?
Great question, Chris.
Scott?
This is Scott. There has certainly been some thought given to that. The problem is that since ICANN lacks a formal marketing department, we don't really have a way to reach out to folks who are not already in the ICANN community. So two aspects. One, we have included some ALAC people, and you know what the kind of user you described, Chris, which ones we are aware of, we are trying to include. But I actually guessing it will be up to this team to try to advocate for the people who are not here yet, and basically set the table for guests who have not arrived at the party yet.
Hey Scott, this is Ken, and I understand what you mean when you say people that are sort of not in the community, but you mentioned earlier that you were going to take some output and recommendations from the survey that Kieran is doing on the ICANN Total site, right? Would that provide some useful guidance around the sort of non-power user community?
This is Scott. Yes, Ken, thank you for reminding me about that. That was part of the plan here. I'm sure you folks are familiar with the survey because it was on the ICANN website in general for weeks. And I am actually meeting with Kieran on Friday to find out when we can expect some results from that. So hopefully we'll get guidance there too.
This is Ken again. And do you want to say anything at all about the taxonomy and where it stands?
This is Scott. I certainly can. To the best of our knowledge, it's done. It has been reviewed in detail by Mark, our lead web developer here at ICANN. Ken and I have been over it in depth. Mark assures me that if there are any omissions or anything that should be added, that it would be trivial to fix. So I think the taxonomy is good.
Okay. Anyone else? All right. Scott, Ken, everybody, thank you. That was very helpful. This seems like the task that sort of just keeps expanding on itself. But it's obviously one of the bigger ones in front of us. So thanks for all the good work. All right. Julie or Ken, do either of you have any update on Task 3 as it relates to what Zbynek and Helen have been working on?
This is Julie. Mason, I have not seen anything new from Zbynek or Helen. So I think we're still awaiting any additional details that they might be able to add to the report that Zbynek gave and sent by email, that is, prior to the last meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not aware of anything either. I did ping Helen Zbynek and ask them if there were a better meeting time, but I think they agreed that this works fine for them, so I think I just need to keep encouraging them to orient themselves more toward the task. But while we're on the subject, is there any other thoughts or issues on Task 3? Okay. All right. Let's deal with Task 4 in a moment, but I'd like to talk about how to orient the our final output. I do have one question, Ken or Julie, if you could tell us, is there an expectation of some kind that the findings or the recommendations of the team be presented in Seoul at the meeting there or in some other, you know, formalized way?
This is Julie. No, I think the only requirement is that any recommendations this team has should go to the OSC, and then they will consider them and maybe make some suggestions. And then once they're happy with them, they will pass them on up to the GNSO Council. However, I should say that I do know that Chuck Gomes has asked for the OSC to meet on Sunday afternoon at Seoul, and we'll then expect to provide reports on deliverables that any of the work teams have been able to produce at that point. So there would be an opportunity for us to feed into that meeting.
All right. And do we know how the OSC is going to make the totality of its recommendations known to the GNSO? How is that going to be presented?
I don't know if there is a precise structure for that. Ken, do you know?
Ken, yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't think that's actually been discussed yet, or if it has, it hasn't reached me.
I don't think it's been formalized. While we're sitting here, I'll take a quick look on the OSC website to see if if it says, but I doubt it.
All right. I mean, I ask because if there's a particular expectation on the part of the GNSO or the OSC about how they want to see our recommendations, I don't want to go too far down a path of structuring a document of some kind if it's going to be in the wrong direction.
Right. I understand. This is Julie again. I don't think that there is a set structure because the recommendations vary greatly among the various work teams because they're really pretty much structured around the work at hand, and ours would look very different from, say, For instance, the GNSO operations work team is making recommendations for changes to the GNSO council operating procedures. That's going to have a very precise form just because it's changes to the procedures. It would be very different from anything we would do. But I'll just take a quick look through the site here, too, while we're talking.
Okay. Mason here. So, yeah, if if you could do that, Julie, that'd be helpful. Or if you would it be helpful to ask Chuck if there is any kind of particular expectation being developed at the OSC level about how we make our recommendations?
I think that's a very good idea. This is Julie. I don't see a problem with doing that.
Okay. All right. Well, I do think we ought to do that. I don't want to over formalize the process. As I think we all agreed at the beginning of this whole effort, we wanted to consider everything in totality and not have it be governed by a too much process, as ICANN tends to sometimes fall into. So I don't really want to do that. But if there is a particular way that the GNSO would like to see the results of our work, then we could at least orient the production of that work toward that.
Mason, Chris here.
Yeah.
Did you not send out a document early on with a structure for us? I seem to remember it looking okay.
Yeah, Mason here. It was just a basic outline, I think, of once we got our initial ideas on the table about where there were areas of communication that could be improved. I just set that up in outline form. And what we're going to need, I think, as elements of the end product are things like an executive summary and then some detailed discussion about either research that we did or methodologies that we followed or results that we found, and then based on all that evidence, what recommendations we make. I don't really see a reason to make it any more complicated than that. We deal with enough complication in the community already. We got all that we can use. I think as a default position, we should probably just use that structure unless there's a reason to go elsewhere with it.
Yeah, okay, fine with me.
Does that make sense to everyone?
Sounds good by me.
Mason, this is Julie. I did check the OSC website. There's nothing specific in there of the form that recommendations should take either to the OSC or from the OSC to the council. So I think that argues for using the structure that you had originally suggested and then maybe just sending a quick note to Chuck to confirm that they're not expecting a certain amount.
All right. That sounds like a good plan. All right. So with regard to the document, I think the plan for producing it should be something on the order of, we take whatever's been produced in the subteams, and I'll take a first shot at laying it into a document that follows the outline that we just discussed, something that can make sense to the end reader. And then I think we should share it among ourselves, and have one point of editing where one person's in charge basically of the document and can collect suggestions or ideas about how to make the document better, and then that way we're not all trying to write the same thing in parallel. Does that make sense to everyone?
Yes.
Okay. So I know tasks 1 and 2 are pretty well close to having that done, their recommendations done. Sounds like we need some more, or we have the opportunity to have more data available to us based on what happens with Scott's and Kieran's surveys. Task 3, we just need to find out where we are. And then task 4 is mine, and I'm about probably 50% done with what I want to do on that one. So, Julie, in terms of action items from here, what I think I've got is task 1, to collect additional input and consider it as appropriate, the data coming from Kieran and Scott. Task 3, I will follow up with Zbinek and Helen and find out what the status of that is and whether or not they need additional resource to help finish that up. And then one other action item is to query Chuck and ask if there is a certain way to orient the recommendations. So have I missed anything there?
No, I think that's right. And did you want to query Chuck, or would you like me to?
If you would, that'd be great.
I'm happy to do so.
All right. Very good. All right, any other business today?
This is Scott. I just wanted to thank Chris and Steve and, of course, others, too, for nominating people to be interviewed. The folks you pointed me to all agreed to participate. And Chris also was generous enough to spend an hour advising me, so I just wanted to read that into the record and thank them for their help.
Well, thank you, Scott. And Chris, thank you for spending time with Scott to do that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right.
I was actually surprised how few people on the business constituency list came back for the survey. That list can be quite active sometimes about certain issues, and I thought there'd be a good half dozen people coming back, but anyway.
Huh. Interesting.
It's back to this whole subject, I think, on communications, where everyone says, yes, I agree, and doesn't really want to roll their sleeves up, I think.
Yeah, I think there's. I agree with that. I don't want to get off subject, but my own opinion is the community is taking on more than it can handle right now, and so it's hard to get people to volunteer for things when their plates are already pretty full. But that's just my point of view. Okay, anything else for today, folks?
No.
All right, very good. Well, we'll speak again in 2 weeks, if not sooner. We are adjourned.
Great, thank you very much, Nathan.
Thanks,
right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Diane?
Yes, ma'am.
Disconnect the recording.
I would do so, thank you.
Thank you so much.
You have a good day.
Thank you, you too.
Okay.